friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. The new hymn we're going to be learning is called Amazing Grace. This is probably one of the most popular hymns I think I have ever heard. John Newton was the writer of Amazing Grace. Let's learn this song together.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Before we start with our devotional today, we want to ask Jesus to be with us. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this time that we get to spend together to open your word, the Bible, and learn of you. Please come into our hearts and help us to understand the lessons that you want to teach us. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. I am so excited to continue this story about the prodigal son. Did you know that that's what we call it? It is about a boy who asked his father for his inheritance early. And then, once he got his inheritance, he ran out the door, went away, and started spending it in the big city. He had lots of friends. Well, at least people who called themselves his friends. They were friends with his money more than him. Well, for a long time, the boy in our story kept telling himself that he was having fun. But he knew that the things he was doing were wrong. Sometimes he probably thought about home and his father. And he probably tried to forget about them by doing more foolish things. We're going to look at Luke chapter 15, verse 13, to see what ended up happening to him. So we're going to look up Luke chapter 15, verse 13. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 15. Go ahead and get your Bible and open it up to Luke chapter 15, verse 13. If you need to pause this, then you can, and you can look it up. And once you're ready, go ahead and hit play again, and we will read Luke chapter 15, verse 13 together.
And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and it wasted his possessions with prodigal living.
He found out that he had spent all of his money that his father had given him. It was gone, wasted. He had not invested it or saved it or spent it very carefully. Oh no, he lost all of his money. But he figured, that's okay, that's all right. I have friends, I have all these friends that I've been spending lots of time with. Perhaps they would help me. After all, he had spent lots of money on them. But guess what? He found out that when his money was gone, so were his friends. There are people that are like that. They only want to be friends with us for our money or for what we give them. Is that right? Is that a true friend? No, it wasn't. They were not really his friends at all. They just wanted him to spend his money so they would have a good time. But when it was their turn to spend their money, they weren't interested at all. They were like, sorry, no, can't do that. Then something else happened that was terrible. We're going to read about it in verse 14. We already read Luke chapter 15, verse 13. Now let's look at 14. Let's see what that says.
But when he has spent all, there arose a famine in that land, and he began to be in want.
There was a severe famine in the land. Do you know what a famine is? It's where people cannot get enough food. Maybe they didn't have rain, so the crops didn't grow. Or maybe there was a huge plague of locusts that came and ate all of the crops. I don't know. But there was a severe famine. It wasn't just a famine. It was severe. It was very bad. Perhaps he sold some of his things to get money for food. But when there's a famine, food is very expensive. There were no jobs. His fine clothes wore out, and before long he was as poor as a beggar, and he was wearing rags. When I think of a famine and no food, it reminds me of a story called When Grandma Banged the Barrel. It is about a woman who lived a very long time ago, out a long ways away from anybody else. She lived on a farm, and there was nobody around for miles, and her husband would often go into the city, which was hundreds of miles away. He would take the horse and the buggy and go, and sometimes he would be gone for weeks or months at a time. Well, this particular time that he left, it took him longer than he expected to come back. So Grandma and her children, she wasn't a grandma then, but Grandma and her children did not have enough food to eat. They were getting very, very low on food. She did not want to see her children suffer. She didn't know how she would get any more food. There was no telephone that she could just call up somebody and ask them for help. And there was no way to get to the store because Father had taken the horse and buggy. There was no way to get any food. And when she looked at the food that she had left, all she had was a barrel of flour. In that barrel was just a scoop or two of flour, and that was it. Well, Grandma knelt down beside that barrel and she prayed. She said, "Lord, you know I have been faithful to you. I have paid my tithe. I have taught my children to love and honor you. And Lord, now it's up to you to provide for us. You have to take care of us. Please, dear God, take care of us." Well, just as she was praying, she heard a voice speak to her, say, "Bang the barrel." Okay. It couldn't have been anybody other than God. So she leaned over and she banged on the barrel, and guess what happened? She looked inside and there was flour in the bottom. Actually, there was quite a bit. And so she scooped it out and they ate that and used that to eat that day. Well, the next day there was no flour and she banged on the barrel again and there was flour in the barrel. And she scooped it out and they had biscuits or maybe they had some bread. But they were able to use that flour. Do you know how many days she kept banging on that barrel? For a whole month. That's over 30 days. She would bang on that barrel every day, and there was always food. God had kept his promise, hadn't he? Just like Elijah and the widow and the time of no rain. And God's promise was that the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth. You know, God is faithful to us when we are faithful to him. This boy in the story, though, he was not being faithful. He was living a crazy life, just living for himself, and all of a sudden he found himself in big trouble, didn't he? There was no food around. He had no money. What was he going to do? What would you do? He was as poor as a beggar, and he was wearing rags. What would he do? We're going to find that out next time. I am so glad, though, that God is faithful to us, aren't you? When we are faithful to him, and when we follow him and serve him and love him, he is always, always faithful to us. No matter what, he is faithful. He will never leave us. Let's pray and thank him. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us. You are always faithful. Help us to stay close to you. We love you. Amen. All right, we're going to do our memory verse song. Are you ready? Let's do it.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us, from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us,
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.